Back here talking numbers with Mason, my special guest from 9 News Broncos insider Mike Klissen. Mike, let's just take a simple number here. That's 4, as in this is Peyton Manning's 4th Super Bowl, and he is the first quarterback to get to 4 Super Bowls with 2 different teams. You know, he's not going to talk about it because he's focused on the game, but we can. His legacy's on the line on Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think let's take it from the wrong view of this. If he loses the Super Bowl, I think once again the Manning legacy will be have that smudge on it that he wasn't all that good in the big game. That's what he's been living with here all along. But if he does win, you're right. 2 Super Bowls with 2 different teams, with 4 different coaches, that's going to say a lot. I also like the way the narrative flipped with him on Tom Brady. You know, before Brady was the guy that was superior to Manning, he had that 11-5 record. When Manning won this last AFC championship game, all of a sudden Manning has won 3 straight AFC conference championship games against Tom Brady. And so that script flipped a little bit. This legacy stuff will be judged differently in time than it is today. The old saying is never let contemporary judge history. But yes, I think Peyton Manning, it would definitely benefit him, as it did John Elway at the end of his career, if he could win on Sunday.
Exactly, because if he has those 2 Super Bowls with 2 different teams, then no one else would have that.
Right.
And then he has the individual records we know about. He's tied with Brett Favre for wins. He's got the yardage record. He's got the touchdown record. And the best single season for a quarterback in NFL history. Broncos win on Sunday, then you're talking about Peyton Manning as the greatest quarterback potentially to ever play the game.
Yes, you could make that argument. And, you know, he's also going to have a remarkable second chapter of his career. You know, none of the other quarterbacks had a remarkable second chapter. Maybe Brett Favre had a nice season with the Minnesota Vikings. Joe Montana had a nice season with the Kansas City Chiefs. But both those people, along with Johnny Unitas and Joe Namath, they were all considered to be the great ones with their original teams. At least, you know, Favre was initially with Atlanta.
Right.
Never mind all that stuff. Peyton Manning, though, to succeed like he did when the Indianapolis Colts wrote him off, and they basically fired him, discarded him. And for the Broncos to go ahead and take the gamble on a guy with 4 neck surgeries, and for what he did, like you said, the best season in NFL history in 2013. I don't know if you would say he's the best, but there was not another quarterback career like it.
Yeah, and one way or another, we're going to find out on Sunday, but certainly, no matter what happens, it's hard to argue anything but that the Peyton Manning era in Denver has been a success getting to 2 Super Bowls, win or lose Sunday.
Yeah, even if he loses, I agree.
Thanks a lot, guys. Back to you.